Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, December 20th. Currently with fair skies, it is 1 degree. The humidity is 79%. The wind speed is north at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.51. The dew point is minus 4 degrees, and the current wind chill is minus 9 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A Wichita woman is ordered to pay thousands of dollars back to the Kansas Medicaid system.
Attorney General Derek Schmidt said Monday that 22-year-old Kyla Kongvongse admitted to making a false claim to the Medicaid program. The state investigation found the woman and her father were submitting false claims for personal care services for a relative when they were actually working at other jobs. Kongvongse's father has already pleaded guilty. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Governor Laura Kelly released a three-part plan Monday to save Kansans more than $500 million over the next 3 years. The comprehensive tax plan includes a push to immediately axe the tax on groceries and eliminate the state sales tax on diapers and feminine hygiene products, also create an annual state sales tax holiday for school supplies, and cut taxes on Social Security for retirees. State lawmakers will have the final say on the plan when they're back in session next year. And this is Kansas Information Network News.
Steel outdoor power tools may be hard to wrap, but once they get opened, you'll see why Steel is so easy to give. Find the right gift this year with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, our AK homeowner system of battery tools starts at just $199.99. Shop now by visiting your local Steel dealer or going to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP available at participating dealers while supplies last.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Horse owners are being warned not to feed their animals select lots of alfalfa cubes after dozens of horses have either gotten sick or died. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said the recall involves Top of the Rockies alfalfa cubes, and the recalled alfalfa cubes were distributed to feed stores and co-ops in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Kansas, Louisiana, Montana, New Mexico, Texas, and Wisconsin. However, they may have been distributed elsewhere. The Food and Drug Administration has reported that some people found what appears to be fur and animal tissues in the alfalfa cubes, and this indicates that material from an animal or animals may have been incorporated into the cubes during alfalfa harvesting. Some people have also reported a foul odor in some of the bags. The Food and Drug Administration reports that Clostridium botulinum, the bacterium that causes botulism, is commonly present in decaying animal carcasses, and testing of the alfalfa cubes and other feed and tissue samples is in progress. So far, the FDA is aware of at least 98 horses in Colorado, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Texas that showed neurologic symptoms, and at least 45 of them have died or were euthanized due to declining health. Anyone with the affected alfalfa cubes should throw them away in a secure container and place them in a covered garbage container so no other animals can get them. The Food and Drug Administration also warns people to avoid handling the cubes directly and to wear disposable gloves and a face mask, preferably an N95 respirator, while throwing the cubes away and cleaning any bins or containers where they were kept. Anyone who thinks their horse got sick after eating contaminated food is urged to contact their veterinarian before reporting the illness to the FDA through the Safety Reporting Portal or by calling their state's FDA Consumer Complaint Coordinators. And if possible, share the brand name and lot numbers of what the horse ate. Anyone with questions can contact Manzanola Feeds by calling 719-462-5638 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. On Monday, Governor Kelly released her three-part Axing Your Taxes plan to save Kansans more than $500 million over the next 3 years. Last spring, Governor Kelly signed the Ax the Food Tax bill to gradually eliminate the 6.5% state sales tax on groceries, which is one of the highest in the country, starting January 1st of 2023. However, if passed, the first part of her Axing Your Taxes plan would supersede the gradual reduction and immediately zero out the tax, as well as the state sales tax on other essentials like diapers and feminine hygiene products, which were not included in the 2022 bill. The second part of the Axing Your Taxes plan would create a 3-day 0% sales tax holiday every August on school supplies, personal computers, instructional materials, and art supplies. The holiday would provide relief to families and teachers gearing up for back to school and keep Kansas retailers competitive to surrounding states. Right now, Kansans who earn less than $75,000 annually do not pay state income tax on Social Security income, but once they earn even a dollar more, including through investments and life insurance policies, the entirety of their Social Security income is subject to state income tax. The third part of Governor Kelly's Axing Your Taxes plan would smooth out that cliff so no Kansans making under $100,000 pay full taxes on Social Security. Governor Kelly said she's calling on legislators of both parties to support these bills and provide practical financial relief to families and retirees across our great state. Kansas Farm Bureau announced the creation of the Rural Kansas Apprenticeship Program, or RKAP, which was developed with a grant from the Kansas Department of Commerce's Office of Registered Apprenticeship to help address workforce needs in rural communities across Kansas. RKAP is Kansas's first registered apprenticeship program focused solely on agriculture and rural communities to provide industry-driven career pathways for farmers, ranchers, and small businesses serving agricultural areas. Registered apprenticeships benefit employers by developing a skilled and loyal workforce, and apprentices enjoy a full-time job with a certified credential showing mastery of their craft. Shonda Atwater, the Director of Apprenticeship and Internship for the Kansas Department of Commerce Apprenticeship, said these programs allow them to expand the skill sets of their workforce to meet the needs of rural communities, and investing in talent, a key pillar in the Kansas Framework for Growth, is critical because it creates opportunities for young people to thrive. Registered apprenticeships can be tailored to meet the needs of every business and industry, as the model has proven successful in other industries, including construction, healthcare, and manufacturing for many years in Kansas. For more information on RKAP, you can visit the Office of Registered Apprenticeship at ksapprenticeship.org. In Nebraska news, 10 people were arrested and numerous animals were seized following an alleged cockfighting ring in Howard County, Nebraska. According to Howard County Sheriff Tom Bush, around 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, deputies and Nebraska Game and Parks officers were called to a property south of Highway 92 in eastern Howard County for a report of illegal gambling activity involving roosters. A search warrant was later obtained for the property, and following the search warrant at 7 p.m., numerous animals were seized and 10 individuals were arrested. Sheriff Bush declined to name any of those individuals, but stated two were lodged in the Merritt County Jail, while the other individuals were lodged in the Hall County Jail. Howard County court records do not list any charges in relation to the incident as of late Monday afternoon. The Merritt County Sheriff's Office, St. Paul Police Department, and a local veterinarian also helped with the incident. The Nebraska Cornhusker Athletic Department announced on Friday that Mickey Joseph, Nebraska's interim football coach for 9 games this season, who was charged with felony assault, is no longer part of the Cornhuskers program, adding that the department would have no additional comment. According to a police affidavit, Joseph is accused of putting his hands around a woman's throat, pulling her hair, and punching her during a domestic dispute on November 30th, and he was charged on December 1st with assault by strangulation or suffocation. Joseph was placed on administrative leave after his arrest, though he denied to police that he assaulted the woman. His next court appearance is January 30th. Joseph's arrest came 2 days after Matt Rule was introduced as the new head coach. It was unclear whether Joseph received severance pay. He was under contract through December 31st of 2023, and his annual salary was listed at $600,000. However, under terms of the contract, he could be fired for cause if convicted of a misdemeanor or felony that impaired his ability to perform duties on behalf of the university. If a firing for cause is upheld, the university would not have to pay the remaining money owed on the contract. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
As very cold weather gets ready to sweep across Kansas, experts are sharing some tips on heating your home and ensuring your pipes don't freeze. Experts say that first, you need to check your air filters and make sure that they're not built up with dust and debris. And along with checking those filters, it's important to check your carbon monoxide units and check that your thermostats are in order. Along with making sure the heat is working, with temperatures soaring to new lows this week, it's crucial that you do everything you can to prevent your pipes from freezing, including disconnecting any outside hoses, which could cause serious damage. Turn your water on to a slow trickle and make sure you have movement throughout the home. Finally, check on your neighbors, check on your friends, and make sure you're keeping your pets inside. Or if that isn't possible, make sure they have adequate protection to keep warm. Remember, if you're cold, they're cold. The Hanson Museum in Logan, Kansas holds an annual arts and crafts fair the third Saturday in August and chooses 12 Artists of the Month winners. And each winner has an area in the museum to display their art or craft to sell for 1 month. One of those artists, Bruce Bitter, creates his own metal art designs through a variety of methods, which include hand drawing his patterns directly and cutting them out with a plasma torch to create stunning metal art. The metal is then hand ground with different patterns, which produce a variety of light reflections, and he uses the flame of the torch as a paintbrush to create beautiful colors on stainless steel pieces that will dazzle the eye of the beholder. On display and available for purchase are Christmas ornaments, crosses, American flags, and country-themed wall hangings. Bruce has been perfecting his craft for over 28 years, and his portfolio includes 9/11 memorial plaques in 8 different Kansas airports, the largest of which is the Dwight D. Eisenhower National Airport in Wichita. Constructed out of a metal beam from the World Trade Center Twin Towers, each plaque contains the words, "We will never forget," and depicts an eagle flying in front of the Twin Towers. And if you've ever driven through Plainville on Highway 183, you've surely seen Bruce's work, a veterans memorial with the U.S. flag and service members representing each branch of the service. Commissioned over the past 5 years, Bruce has made military-themed park benches, patio tables, pole banners, waste receptacles, and a swing set. You can visit the museum to view Bruce's metal art throughout the month of December, and while you're there, you can enjoy the World War I Life in the Trenches exhibit. The museum is open weekdays 9 to 12 and 1 to 4, Saturdays 9 to 12 and 1 to 5, and Sundays and holidays 1 to 5, and they are closed Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. The museum is handicap accessible, and thanks to the generosity of the Dane G. Hanson Foundation, there is never an admission fee. The Norton County Hospital's Rehabilitation Department has made the move to a new location, but there's much more to the transition than just a physical address. For example, the department offers virtual visits, as well as more space and additional equipment, and an added benefit is that patients can pull right up to the door in their vehicles. Department Manager Keelan Jacobs said this move provides an opportunity to expand upon what the outpatient rehab has offered up until this point. And with the virtual component, patients are able to mix in virtual visits with in-person appointments, and people may feel more comfortable checking in virtually. This option is also desirable for patients who have to travel quite a distance to the hospital, and it's a great advantage for people who need an element of flexibility to accommodate their daily schedules. Sometimes a preferred therapist is not available at the facility, however, that person may be available for a virtual session. Unfortunately, there's no difference between scheduling a virtual visit and an in-person one. Patients can call the outpatient rehab office as they would normally do. The Norton County Hospital Rehabilitation is primarily an outpatient therapy operation. The facility offers physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and therapists also treat patients who are being treated in the hospital. Patients can find the new location at 711 North Norton Avenue and can make an appointment by calling 785-874-2222. More information about the hospital can be found at ntcohosp.com or on their Facebook page at facebook.com/NortonCountyHOSP. Your menu today for Northern Valley Schools. For lunch, you'll be having shaved turkey, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 22 and a light and variable wind becoming southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. For tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 8 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 34 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, some snow showers mainly before 1 a.m., then snow will be likely after 1 a.m. with areas of blowing snow after midnight. On Wednesday night, the low should be around minus 16 and wind chill values as low as minus 42, and it will be windy with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 25 to 30 miles per hour in the evening. The winds could gust as high as 45 miles per hour, and the chances of precipitation is 90% on Wednesday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, widespread blowing snow, mainly afternoon, and it should be mostly sunny and cold, with a high near minus 1 on Thursday, and it will be windy, with a northwest wind of 25 to 30 miles per hour, and gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 11 and blustery. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 20. On Sunday, Christmas Day, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 43. And on Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. Currently, with fair skies, it is 1 degree. The humidity is 79%. The wind speed is north at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.51. The dew point is minus 4 degrees. And the wind chill is minus 9 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIA in Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs got a tough win, 30-24 in overtime over the Houston Texans on Sunday afternoon. With the win, they have now won their seventh consecutive AFC West championship. And speaking after the game, quarterback Patrick Mahomes discussed winning their seventh consecutive division title. And overall, what are the continuing and evolving goals for this team when they bring in new players so often, and yet the goals seem to never change?
Yeah, I mean, when you start, I say it all the time, when we start every single season, the first thing we get told when we first walk in is, let's win the AFC West. That's our first goal, to come in and win the AFC West. We believe it's always a tough division, and obviously with the players they got in the offseason, it was even tougher. And we accomplished our first goal. And so our next goal is to try to establish home field advantage. It's not in our hands, but we can do our best to be ready in case we get that opportunity, and then to win the Super Bowl. So we just kind of continue to get better and better. I mean, obviously we have a lot to learn from this game. But we have to continue to get better as a team, so when we go into the playoffs, we're ready to go to try to make a run.
Yeah, in sports, Fulton Castro.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Experts in ag lending, member FDIC.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like, because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we're watching a low-pressure system come together, and that's going to be responsible for a winter storm arriving Wednesday night into Thursday, bringing with it gusty winds anywhere from 25 to 45 miles per hour, wind chill readings anywhere from 35 to 45 below zero, and some significant snow, although the low-pressure system has weakened a bit in the latest computer model runs, and that may lower the overall snow totals we get, potentially 2 to 5 inches of snow, but nevertheless, that is going to still be an issue with winds gusting as high as they are and the cold temperatures. For northwestern Kansas today, our high temperature in the upper 30s. North central Kansas, we have that wind chill watch and winter storm watch in effect. Today's high in the low 20s. In northeastern Kansas, partly sunny today with a high around 25. In southwestern Kansas, sunny and breezy today with a high in the mid-30s. South central Kansas, partly sunny and cooler today with a high in the low 30s. And for southeastern Kansas, a wind chill watch in effect, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, what we're seeing as far as the livestock trade is concerned, some changes in the weather models, moving it a little further east. Still going to be cold, so it's still going to feel some pretty severe effects as far as this blast of Arctic air coupled with the wind. Still going to make for some pretty dire conditions. We'll wait and see to that degree as to what it may do with the cash market this week. Overnight grain trends, higher grains, but a slow trade overall. We see wheat futures up for it, but they are 7 cents off the high. Corn futures up about a penny, and soybean futures up 4 to 5 cents. It was as high as 7 cents higher in the overnight trade. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans,